This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was arrested at a Moscow airport as he tried to enter the country from Germany. That's where he had spent 5 months recovering from nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. Navalny was detained Sunday at passport control in Moscow's Sheremetyevo airport. The arrest was widely expected because Russia's prison service said he had violated parole terms from a suspended sentence on a 2014 embezzlement conviction. The prison service said he would be held in custody until a court rules on his case. However, no date for a court appearance was immediately announced. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is planning to lay out a positive, optimistic vision for the country in his inaugural address on Wednesday. He will also try to turn the page on divisiveness and the hatred of the last 4 years under outgoing President Donald Trump. That is all according to a key Biden aide on Sunday. Kate Bedingfield, Biden's incoming communications director, told ABC's This Week show that the new U.S. leader will, quote, lay out a path forward that calls on all of us to work together. She went on to say, I think that's what Americans all across the country want. They want a government that once again is focused on doing the right thing by them and helping them in their day-to-day lives. The upcoming inauguration is fraught with tension after the January 6th storming of the Capitol by a mob of thousands of supporters of President Trump. The outgoing president urged them to march to the Capitol as lawmakers met to certify Biden's victory in the Electoral College that determines the election. This is VOA News. Ugandan opposition leader Bobi Wine's party said Sunday that it was preparing to challenge President Yoweri Museveni's election victory and condemned what it called the house arrest of Wine and his wife. A spokesman for Wine's National Unity Party said they had evidence of ballot stuffing and other forms of malpractice and planned to use it to challenge the election. On Saturday, the Electoral Commission declared Museveni the winner of Thursday's vote, with final counts showing the president won 59% of the vote to Wine's 35%. Museveni is 76 years old and is one of Africa's longest-serving leaders. He's been in power since 1986. At least two crew members died after a cargo ship sank in bad weather in the Black Sea off Turkey on Sunday. That's according to local officials. Five seamen from among the 13 on board the bulk carrier Arvin have been rescued, and an operation is continuing to find the others, according to the governor of northern Turkey's Bartin province. A Ukrainian foreign ministry spokesman confirmed to the AFP that the ship was owned by a Ukrainian firm. The vessel was heading for Bulgaria from Georgia when it sank in bad weather. Brazil's Anvisa health regulator gave emergency approval Sunday for its first of two coronavirus vaccines as the country gears up to roll out a mass inoculation campaign amid a devastating second epidemic wave. It authorized AstraZeneca and Oxford University's COVID shield shot, as well as China's CoronaVac, for use in the country where the COVID-19 death toll now exceeds 200,000. That's according to Anvisa. Britain's government hopes to ease some lockdown restrictions in March as it presses ahead with Europe's fastest rollout of COVID-19 vaccines, according to Foreign Minister Dominic Raab on Sunday. The country, which also has Europe's highest COVID-19 death toll, has been under national lockdown since January 5th, with schools closed for most pupils, non-essential businesses shut, and people ordered to work from home when possible. India's COVID-19 vaccination drive hit a bump on the first day due to glitches in an app that is being used to coordinate the campaign, according to several officials involved in the program. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched what his government has described as a, quote, the largest vaccination program on Saturday to rein in the pandemic in India, which has reported the second highest number of cases after the United States. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.